Welcome back to the first Dolphins Wrap of 2024. G'day, fanatics. I'm here with the whole crew. We've got Steve-O on the mic.
Hey, how are we?
And Josh in the house.
How are you?
Grouse.
Good. Grouse.
Grouse.
Something you don't hear every day.
You do if you live with me.
Oh, yeah. Back in 1987.
Yep.
Yeah, grouse.
South Australian. Yeah. When I was living in Adelaide. Apparently that's what they say, isn't it?
Okay. Mate,
just because you are a dad doesn't mean you have to start all off with dad jokes.
It took me 8 years. Jeez, I forgot how old she is. Yes. Oh, man. I got to say, I totally have had FOMO over the last weekend, the weekend that was in Vegas. Man, watching all the podcasters do their thing and, well, just all the, Hello Sport boys would say, bounced out podcasts where everybody's just hung over and barely holding it together.
See, I've seen them all on their TikTok shorts and listening to them, but I didn't get to see any of the, I didn't watch any of the, any of the coverage, but it's like, how do they get to go over?
Yeah.
Maybe us 1 year.
Matty Johns aged 1 year
every day. For every day. I think he probably feels like it too. You see, him and Fletch did a show 2 hours after they landed.
Yeah.
And a video show too, not just a radio show.
I saw that last night.
It went for about 22 minutes and Matty's like, let's call it. Oh. Good on him.
Wow.
Yeah. By all accounts, the weekend was absolutely fantastic, or the week if you're one of the NRL media. Resounding success, ratings as high as Fox has ever had. Attendance was, you know, well, if not more than they expected, at least where they expected or hoped it would be.
They reckon about 40,000 in each game?
Yeah, I mean, it was buy one ticket, get both games.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Back to back. But yeah, what a success. So many journos, like American journos, have written stories about it in the last few days. And
cool.
Mm.
Yeah. It put us on the map, I think.
That's grouse.
That's very grouse. Yeah. Very grouse.
For all the comments about, oh, they don't have pads on.
Yeah.
Oh, that's to be expected. It's like, we don't need them.
I must say that there was one obvious troll account that was just like posting the most generic shit like that.
Yeah.
And he said a bunch of things about like the Broncos game.
Yep.
And some Broncos fan has like snipped them all together and said, look what this American thing's about. I guess like, dude, you're not reading the room. Yes. But yeah, stoked. And well, even better, footy's on this weekend and the Dolphins are up.
Countdown is on.
Absolutely. Now, before we get too deep into this week's action, I have a question that I pose to you both.
Okay.
Can we learn to win without Tommy? Because we didn't learn to do it last year.
We have to. It's our only option.
Who sets the standard? Who's the culture guy now? You know, who stops us from falling in a hole like we did last year?
Oh.
What do you reckon? Well,
I'll tell you who it's got to be is Flegler.
Yes.
Because it was really the big thing when he came over to us was that he didn't want to – when he was at the Bronx, he was basically the third string middle behind Haas and Carrigan. And I think now that he's come here, it's sort of time for him to step up.
I love that. Yeah.
So, hopefully he's the guy to do it.
And I got to say, watching that Bronx game, and I know it's only one game and there would have been a lot of other stuff go into it, that forward pack, we've raved about it for years now, the young Bronx forward pack. Without Tommy, I felt like they sort of were an enforcer down. Like, Payne's big, he's strong, but he's not a hard man. Paddy Carrigan ended up playing on the edge.
Yeah.
They missed Tom Flegler badly.
Yeah, I think when they lost Piakura early and then Carrigan had to shift out onto the edge, they don't really, on that bench, they don't really have an edge forward.
Yeah.
You know, like they really, Hetherington could go there.
Yeah.
But
he played through the middle and kind of got owned by Victor Adley.
Yeah, I think he did spend a fair bit of time in the middle.
Mm.
Paddy did spend most of his time out on the edge.
Yeah.
Once Piakura went off, so.
Can I interrupt?
Yeah.
Go for it.
This is a Dolphins podcast,
not
a Broncos podcast. Shut the fuck up.
Well,
let's talk about the Finns.
We don't have a review from last week to talk about.
Okay, sorry.
We've got to pad the start out a little bit.
As you were, gentlemen, as you were.
And we're still talking about Broncos, Dolphins, ex-Broncos players. The other one they obviously missed massively was Herbie. They didn't have that meterage out of the backfield. Selwyn Cobbo's no Herbie.
No, well, they were saying during the game last year that on that edge with him and Capewell, who's also gone as well, that was their solid edge.
Yeah, you know, right.
That's where teams struggle to get through. So you got to think, yeah. I'm going to stop talking about the Broncos. Yeah. No. He's eyeballing the shit out of us now.
I saw the way he looked at me before he started speaking. He's like, can I do it? Can I do it? Of course you can. Say whatever you want. I'm just teasing. I have heard with all the other pods I've listened to, they're all, a lot of them are saying the Broncos are going to go all the way this year. But from what you guys have just said, that's not going to happen at all.
Oh, it's first game. Yeah. But yeah, I picked them to win it this year.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like all week, the more I think about it, I think maybe not.
Yeah.
Just, it's a lot of losses. It's four good players.
Big key players.
Yeah, well, they lost Palacio as well to their Titans. You know, another big guy in the middle for them. So they've got some really good young players, but
I reckon
the whole team is still really young.
Yeah.
So
those two blokes that they lost outside of the two to us, they went to the Warriors and the Titans, and I think both of those teams could be somebody to watch.
Mm.
Titans have definitely got the attack that they've always had that.
Yeah.
And now, you know, hopefully for their sake, old Dez instills a bit of, defensive starch about them.
I think they're a little bit like us, the Titans. Like, they're a good side, but you've still got question marks over their spine.
Right. And their halves combo away.
And I think the Finns, I think we're a little bit in the same, you know.
Like, yeah.
It's still going to take time for our guys to develop. I think it gel together. So still fairly young, still fairly new.
Still undecided, as it appears.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks that way.
Yeah. So we'll get to that later. Yeah, but as for setting the standard, Flegg, I like that. You're 100% right. That's why he came here, and I think he's going to be the man. Right. Shall we jump into this week's game then?
Okay, then.
Yeah. So we got the Cowboys, Suncorp Stadium, 10th of March, 3:05. Going to be a bloody ripper.
Yeah, it's going to be. I thought you were going to say it's going to be bloody hot.
That too. Remember last year, the first game?
Yeah.
The first half, we're in the sun, and then it like came over.
We were watching that sun come over. I was like, come on, hurry up.
It's going to be the same this year.
Yeah.
I'll have one side of my body sunburnt.
Mate, I went and saw us play them in Townsville last year.
Oh.
My ass crack's still wet. That is the hottest place I've ever seen football in my life.
Yeah, wow. Do you have flies as well?
No.
Oh, good.
No flies. they died of heat stroke.
Well, look, if we're talking preseason, the Cowboys and the Dolphins both went 1-1. Dolphins did better in the stats, so they finished 5th in that preseason challenge where the Cowboys finished 12th. Now, betting odds for the year. Dolphins are $51 to win the premiership. Cowboys are 18.
I should get on that again like I did last year.
You should.
Except I won't accidentally
cash out.
What an idiot. Well, not that it mattered.
Well, yeah, not really. It probably worked out pretty good for you.
Head to head in this one, the Dolphins are paying $2.74 to the Cowboys, $1.26 as well. Remember last year, after the first few games, we kept being bloody favourites or close to favourites.
Yeah.
Actually, hold on, no, it was the other way. We were whinging the whole time.
We were never favourites.
Yeah.
It didn't seem to matter what we did.
Even when we were playing.
We're going to jump on these. They're giving us $3 and we're going to win this one. Oh, shit.
Oopsie, hold on.
Sorry. That's why I can't have nice things.
Classic Steve-O.
Classic Steve-O.
It's all right, mate.
Who stacks things up when I'm going to sit anyway?
Yeah, should have known
better. Settle down. We're not talking about the Broncos anymore. We just start kicking shit around.
So, yeah, look, we're not the favourites, but I don't care. That just means a better bet for me, and we'll get to that later.
Yeah.
So are we going to continue where we went last year with Steve-O reading out the team list every week?
Why not?
I didn't put any nicknames in there this time. I just copied it straight off the website.
I can share the love if you want.
Yeah.
Or I can read them out, if I can remember people's nicknames from last year.
Yeah. Let's do it. Who's in the team this week?
This week, we've got the Hammer, Jermaine, Tessie in number 3, Herbie. There's a new name.
Woo woo.
Does he go bananas? Like the car? Jack Bostock, or as I call him, Blue Tack.
Okay. Please explain.
Okay. Because Bostick make Blue Tack, and Bostick is similar to Bostock, so I'm calling him Blue Tack.
They make nail guns too.
Do they?
Bostitch.
I don't know. Anyway.
It's more of a Josh thing, I think.
Yeah. He's Blue Tack. Meatball, number 6. T It's an odd name in number six this year so far, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. Shauno, Big J Brom, JMK, Thomas Flegler, Felice Kafusi. Almost said Kafukufi. That one.
I mean, get it right and then it's going up.
Yeah, I know.
Fast, wasn't it?
Felice Kafusi, Connolly Lemuelu, and Stoney.
Lovely.
And on the bench, we got Josh Kerr.
I love having Freaky in the team, I got to admit.
Yeah.
Pretty keen on that.
I know. I'd love it when he was like slapping himself in the head last year, just psyching himself up. It was unreal. Maxi Plath. Would you call him Maxi Pad? Was that one of you guys?
We did last year. Yes.
K-Brom and Goat.
Yeah.
Do we want the reserves?
Well,
nah.
Well, there's some names in there.
Wow, there is some shocking names in there. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, why is he a reserve and not playing?
I know. All of them, really.
What I meant. Yeah. J-Wall, Jake Avarillo. I don't know who that is. Oren Keeley, Ewan Aitken, and Katoa.
Yeah, right.
The man who played just about every game last year.
That 19 and 20, that could be some food names. Avo and Oreo. I got nothing. That was bad.
Hey, have you not had dinner yet? Or
yes.
I did just eat like a kilo of spaghetti, like I got to go to a big bloody workout tomorrow or something.
I did see him start to drool when I said meatball.
Yeah.
It's a spicy.
The eyes got real big, didn't they?
And of course, you know, we are without
Oof.
Our best player, our most charismatic player, our...
Valence Tufari. Oh, no.
Love you too, Val, but no. My hero. I need a little. I need to have there goes every time I say his name. Hero.
And Tommy, then a bone breaking. Too much.
Knee exploding. Ouch. Yeah. So that's that. That's the team.
And he's your hero. What about the guys you don't like?
There's none in Dolphins colours. That's for sure. Hey, interesting little bit of trivia for you. In 2013, we beat the Cowboys 32-22 in
2013?
Round 6. 23, jeebus.
I got you, bro.
Thank you, jeebus. And in round 26, 20 weeks later, I'm guessing, based on the 20 number difference, we lost to the Cowboys 34-10, making them the last team to beat us in an NRL game.
Oof.
So it's on.
Jerks.
It's time for revenge. Best out of three. Yes.
So with the side, what do you reckon? You happy with the side? Anyone you would have had in?
It's a good time. Good time to talk about that. I don't know. I don't know. I'm really weird on the whole no Katoa.
I was going to say, who you bring someone in, who's dropping out?
Well, go, sorry. Yeah.
I was just going to say, with Katoa, I'm not – if he's not six or seven, I don't really think he should be in the side. I can see what they're thinking there. Like, he's not a – he's a back. He's not a utility.
Yep, yep.
He's either wearing the six, he's wearing the seven. Off the bench,
yep.
He's only really – he did last year. You know, he did go in, he filled in a little bit, a dummy half.
So would you not have him in the six and seven and put Cody as the utility where he started last year?
You could have, but then maybe they think they're not getting enough out of Cody.
Yeah, okay.
I tell you what I think Master Wayne might be thinking with Katoa is last year he played basically all season for us last year. I think he only missed two games. Mm. Last year he had a great season for a rookie, but he never was the guy. Like he was never the lead playmaker. He always, no matter who went in, whether he was six, seven, whether it was Cody, whether it was Milf, whether it was Sully, Katoa was always the guy that just sort of did his job. He did his job well, but he didn't really have to do anything outside of that.
Yeah, okay.
I think what they think with the guy is he's a better player than that. I think the idea might be we'll get him down to Queensland Cup for a while, get him some time down there where he's actually the lead playmaker.
Love this take.
Where he could sort of, you know, develop his game a little bit because he sort of probably was pigeonholed a little bit last year into just more of a role player.
That pretty much answered my next question, which was what I sent to you guys the other day.
Yeah.
Is dropping Katoa to Q Cup going to be detrimental for his development? But the way you're seeing it there, that take on it, that's pretty good.
You know, if that's the idea, I think it'll actually be better for him.
It's a little bit like the whole coaching thing. Are they, you know, Wayne Bennett's big on not having an assistant coach come in to take over the team. I know Christian Wolf is doing that, but he's been a successful head coach before, you know, with Ben Teo, who was coming through. He yep. told him to go get his own team, and then he gave him a team. Yep. But yeah, being a deputy and then having to take over after years of that,
yeah,
is not as you know, when you're doing it your own way and you're wholly responsible for it, you get better at it a lot quicker.
Yeah, well, you've seen that in the NRL with a lot of coaches over the years. You know, yeah. they've come in with huge raps as an assistant and never really. It didn't work out for him as a head coach. And then a lot of them have actually gone back as assistants and been quite successful.
Yeah.
You know, like whether you're a player or a coach, sort of steering the ship around is, you know, different to being.
I love it. I reckon you've nailed it. I reckon that's exactly what's going on.
So Josh is the next assistant coach at the Dolphins.
He's aiming for higher than that. He wants PBL's job.
Mate, I don't think I'll get it after last weekend.
No, yeah. The other surprise, I guess, is Avarillo missing out altogether. Again, you couldn't have him off the bench. No. That'd be a waste of time. But Herbie and the old Boss Hog, they just were so impressive in the preseason that you couldn't really leave them out. Avarillo will get a go through the year. I don't think that those blokes will hold those positions.
Yeah, Jake's trial form is a bit patchy.
Yeah.
Like he didn't do a lot wrong, but he didn't really put his best step forward anyway.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Okay.
Whereas Tessie, I think it was Jesse talking about him today or yesterday, basically said he was set a lot of goals and obviously losing the weight, getting himself in shape.
Mm.
But apparently there are a lot of other goals that he was sort of set amongst the team, and he basically impressed everyone. He nailed them. You know, he did exactly what they wanted him to do. So, he's got to be there.
Yeah.
His trial form was great. And Bostock's was as well.
Yeah.
The other two, you know, Jermaine, Herbie, they speak for themselves. Hammer, he's not going anywhere. So.
Yeah. I like it. Maybe Ray Stone in the 13 is a little bit of a surprise. I expected to see Kenny there and Ray off the bench. But I like it. I really like the idea of Ray Stone now being a 65-minute player.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's going to happen when Maxi Plath comes on.
Yeah, true.
From what they were saying, he trained at 13 all week.
Yeah,
so
right.
He's likely to come in there. And that's a different style. Like, then once you're putting Maxi Plath in there, we're talking about a ball-playing lock.
Genuine ball-playing lock.
Yeah, not another middle.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind that when you start the side.
Yeah, yeah.
When you start the game.
Yeah, Ray to do the hard work.
Yeah, well... You know, try and wear them down
and
then bring someone like Maxi on through the middle, you know, speed up to play the ball.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that's exciting, actually. And he can slot into the six if they need to, and Cody can go to 9 if JMK has a break.
Well, like if we talk about this game in particular, I think that's where you beat the Cows.
Mm.
You got to beat them through the middle.
Yeah, right.
You got to wear them down. Don't try and run around them. There's far too much speed in their outside backs.
Yeah. Kyle Felt's pretty quick.
Yeah.
I'm joking, by the way.
He's quicker than you and me, I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
But I think that's where this game, for us anyway, will be won. You know, if we can work our way through them in the middle, break them down, and, you know, not just try and go side to side from the start. We were great there last year, like especially in the early rounds. That's what we did really well. You know, we worked our way through the middle. We earned the right to play the ball.
Yeah.
And then we went off the top of that.
Yeah.
You know, and I think we've got to probably go back to that. And I think for a team like the Cows, I think that's where you break them down.
It's hard, so hard to know what to expect from the Cowboys.
Yeah, well.
They can't be as bad as last year, I don't think.
But, well, the problem is with them is they were awful.
Yeah.
And then at stages, they were brilliant.
Yeah, yeah, they got both sides.
So, I mean, their best days to their worst days were massive. So, yeah, you're right. They're a hard team to gauge.
Yeah, and look, the other one, I'm not unhappy about it at all, is Josh Kerr getting a run. The part that I'm not overly stoked about is Jaywell being left out. So that's, I guess that they've probably figured with Plath there's a bit of that X factor ball playing as a forward.
It's funny, isn't it? Like, I think when we did our preseason show and we sort of all named our best 17, well, not best 17, but the 17 we thought were going to start, and I think we all left Jaywell out.
At first, yeah.
Yeah, but in the trials, mate, he was really impressive at the trials. Yeah, okay. Really impressive. And he just adds a little bit different to that pack. Like, our pack, it's a big pack, strong pack, but it's pretty one-dimensional. You don't get a lot of second phase play.
No.
You know, you generally know what they're trying to do. Whereas Jaywell can just he can just have that strange point of difference about him.
Yep.
You know, whether it is an offload or sometimes it's a random kick or a random anything for J-Wall, but
anything's possible with him.
But that's not always a bad thing, you know. Like, it can keep defenses guessing, and that's what you want.
I think big Josh Kerr, freaky himself, I think he's got an offload in him. I was trying to pull up some stats while you were talking, but I'm fairly certain he was, per game, one of our better offloaders. So, you know, maybe there's something there for him.
Yeah, I think in the All-Stars game, I'm pretty sure he got a couple away in that game.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, you might be onto something there.
Yeah, any other takes on the starting lineup there, guys and girls?
No. I think it's pretty much what most people... Yeah, well, pretty close anyway to what most people would have had.
Yeah, all right.
You got to feel like Yui's unlucky, but
yeah,
I think everyone knew that was going to happen.
Felt like it, yeah. But look how many guys we got sitting on that bench or not even in the 17 that can come in when we do have more injuries. It's bound to happen.
Well, it's nice to have depth, isn't it? Mm. Like, you go back to last year, first game, we played Kurt Donohoe.
Yeah.
You know, at that stage, Kurt didn't look like an NRL player.
No.
You know, no one had barely heard of the guy. We really just had to get 17 guys on the field.
Yeah. Love to see him have a crack this year. Can't wait, actually.
Oh, very. Super impressive in the trials.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right. So, Steve-O.
Yes.
I understand you might have a little bit of detail on a head-to-head clash in this one, mate.
I sure do. So, each week we're going to go head-to-head.
Yeah.
This week we're going to pick the obvious. Hammer against Scotty Drinkwater.
The fullbacks.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, this is their 2023. Hammer played 20 games. Drinky played 21.
Hammer similar. Got
15 tries. Drinky got 11.
Tick.
Better player so far. Line breaks.
You're probably going to have to end there then.
Yeah. That's all. That's it, guys. Line breaks, 11 to Scotty's 14. Tackle breaks is 89 to 96 to Drinkwater. Average run meters, 148 to 157.
Well, that's close.
Effective tackle percentage, 79% Hammer, 73% Drinkwater.
Definitely the better defensive player.
Yeah. Try assists, 4 to Hammer, and coming in closely in first place with 25 is Drinkwater. Line break assist is 10 to Hammer and 31 to Scotty Drinkwater.
Drinky's definitely more of a playmaking fullback, they're, if not the best playmaking fullback in the game.
This is a funny comparison with these two because they're probably both the best player on each team.
Yep.
And probably, in a way, both the most important player of each team, and they're almost the exact opposite type of players.
Yeah.
Like, you sort of, you'll get that from those numbers. The Hammer is a running fullback. You know, his ball playing is pretty minimal. Hopefully he develops that as the years go by. But Scotty's like a six who plays fullback. You know, he can play there because he's an awesome runner as well, but he's more of a playmaker.
So this was a homework assignment from you.
Mm. Hold on. Before you go any further, just on the stats thing.
Yeah.
Old Alex from Beer up north.
Yeah.
Alex Talbot.
Talbot.
He threw in an interesting comment. He said that Scotty Drinkwater's stats were padded out a lot in the 74-point thrashing that they gave the Tigers.
Oh, okay.
Where Drinky had 2 tries, 4 offloads, a line break, 5 try assists, 3 tackle breaks and 4 line break assists. What a game.
Yeah.
He probably ran 700 metres too.
In fairness to that, if you took out every player's best game,
their
stats come down.
Yeah. Except for Hammer, you know, because he's just amazing all the time.
Yeah. So, as I was saying, there's a homework assignment, which you did my homework for. So I jumped in and looked for a couple more little things to add to it.
It's like high school all over
again. I know. Here, can I copy you? So Hammer is 22. Drinky is 26.
Okay.
Hammer debuted in 2020 for the Cowboys. Drinky debuted in 2018 for the Storm, and he played one game that year and then moved to the Cowboys. I'm waiting for an argument. Am I wrong?
No.
No?
Well, I don't know.
No, I'm not, because Google told me. Hammer's played a total of 70 games and he scored 36 tries.
Yeah.
Drinky has played a total of 88 games and only scored 30 tries.
Yeah, right. I'm surprised that he's played that many games, to be honest.
Because he was out with a lot of injury. Tore his pec in...
Right.
He's been pretty regular, I think, the last 2-3 years. I know he missed a little bit last year, but he still played a fair bit.
Yeah.
Also threw in a fun fact about each player, if he's interested.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Cool. So, Hammer holds a number of first try scorer records for the Finns. So, he's got the first Dolphin to score at home venues, Suncorp and KO. The first Dolphin to score in a rep game, game one of Origin, and he scored their first ever try.
Yeah, yeah.
And a fun fact about Scott Drinkwater.
Jeez, he's a weapon.
Drinks a lot of water, maybe.
Drink bloke.
That's it. Yeah.
He lives in Townsville, I'd say he would.
Yeah. And he's from New South Wales, so yeah, definitely.
You want a fun fact about those two? The only reason we have the Hammer is because of Drinkwater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Hammer was supposed to be their future fullback until Drinkwater had a season where he just blew it out of the park.
Yep.
And then from there on, poor old Hammer was on the bench.
Yeah.
And we just swooped in.
Hell yeah. So,
thank the footy gods for Drinkwater.
Yeah, he's a good fella.
For Hammer's injury.
I hope that's the only assist we see from him for a while. Yes. So, at least this week.
Ah, nice. Yeah, all right. Well, you can sharpen that one up as we go. But I like it.
Nice.
Yeah. Geez, we're not even half an hour in yet, and we're getting close to the end of our NRL section. Do we have some predictions we wanna throw out there for this game versus the Cowboys, fellas?
I've made a couple of wild ones. So.
Yeah? Do you want to go first?
Wait. No, you go first.
Me first?
Yeah.
And the gimme gimmies? All right, so I'm just saying Dolphins by 10 in a free-flowing, high-scoring match. Get more specific now. My same game multi. We're basically replacing the Cowboys, the Roosters with the Cowboys. I've got Dolphins to win head-to-head, over 42.5 points. I've got Jermaine to score 12 points or more. Hammer and Goat anytime try scorers, just like last year. That little bad boy's paying $86.50.
Oh, nice. Yeah, all right, cool.
And I put $2 on it.
My prediction was simple, is Finns by 14. And I did an SGM. Finns head-to-head, anytime try scorers. Now, this is a long list. Tuolagi, Felt, Azarko, Bostock, and Herbie. It wasn't that long after all. And Azarko to score 8+ points.
Nice. What's that paying?
That one is paying out. You think I would have put that in? a measly $226.
Holy.
Get on it, boys.
Yeah.
How many tries?
One, next two, week's three, rent payment four, going four. On that one.
Yeah, five try scorers.
Yeah, nice. Did you have a prediction for us?
I've got a prediction. I don't have a same game moldy.
That's okay.
That's fine.
Two reasons. A, I've got to learn how that works from you guys. Two, I need to make money.
It's a slippery slope.
I don't have any to gamble with.
The best thing is you can just look at the same game multi and don't have to put it on. You can just make one up and don't chuck the money on it.
Yeah, where's the fun in that?
I know, right? Yeah. There isn't any.
If you sign up now, that is...
Imagine if you got it. Imagine if you picked this ridiculous same game moldy and then someone else got on it and you didn't put anything on it.
You didn't put your $2 or $3 on it, kicking yourself.
I'll have to show you my AFL ones for the free $10 bets that they gave us.
Oh, really?
See if you think I'm in the money.
I'll show him mine too then, because...
Considering you know nothing about the game, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Because it's normally when you do that it just becomes a disaster for you, so... Yeah.
I got like fucking 18 legs per bet.
Oh, God.
My predictions for the game, I think it will be, I'll go with you there, Steve. I think it'll be a high scoring game. I think it'll be close. I've got Finns 24, Cowboys 22.
Oh, that'll be, that'll be a nail biter. I don't care if I lose my bet because that'll be magic to be there for.
And can we have the Finns come from behind to win? Because that'll make it even sweeter.
Well, do we do it any other way?
No.
Love it. Ah, all right. So is that where we leave the game?
I think so. What else can we say?
Well, not much.
Except see you there on Sunday.
Oh, man. Come join us for a quickie beer, that is.
Yeah, whoa.
At Milton Common before the game.
We'll be there.
Kako is too busy for us. We like to be able to get a beer as soon as we want one.
Yep.
And shit, I don't mind an IPA as opposed to a watery lager.
Oh, Forex Gold, though.
True. No.
Yeah, yeah, anyway, Milton Common. Hey,
don't
it is.
Do
it.
Don't go pissing on the church. It's just right next door. Yeah. Find yourself in trouble.
Don't get me wrong. I'll go there for a beer, but Milton Common is far superior.
And it's right where the train is.
Exactly.
All right. Now, one last thing before Josh is going to give us a little bit of Host Plus Cup update. Some predictions for our awards from last year. Again, this is just for a bit of fun so that come the end of the year, we can see how we went, basically. So, RDB medalist.
Yeah.
I'm going with a little bit of what Josh said earlier about the old who's going to be the leader of our culture. I reckon I am pretty sure I'm probably going to give old Tommy Flegg some votes this year, and he's my pick.
You can see the Bronco colour starting to show in your eyes there.
Nah, like Tommy said, I don't care what they're doing over there.
We're going to start talking about the Broncos again.
Yeah. Yay. Isn't that what we do?
You reckon RDB medalist?
Well, all of mine are on hype and hype alone, and it's going to be Cody. He's going to double down.
Oh, he's going to win his own meatball award.
Especially
for a second, I thought you said Val was going to win everything.
Surprisingly. Oh, no, I have. Sorry, wait. Yeah.
Can't wait to see him get a run, though.
Oh, it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I think he will at some point.
Oh, absolutely.
You know?
Wrecking ball. You got a pick early?
I don't know. Sort of torn a little bit. Like
Natalie Umbruglia?
John, break it out. Do it. Oh,
Jesus, mate.
Nothing's wrong. I'm torn or whatever she says. Oh.
Yeah. No, don't make out like you don't know exactly what she says, okay?
I was lip reading, trust me.
I'll go Hammer.
Oi!
You know what?
Yeah, okay.
Because I think if we're going to have a big season, I think he has to be our best player.
Jeez, you bring some logic, mate.
I know.
Yeah. And you managed to squeeze it in amongst our idiocy.
Makes my hype and hype alone seem so freaking stupid.
And my 3 seconds before we hit record, who am I going to put in there? Okay,
it's better than me. I just did it then.
And it still made the most sense, though.
Had some logic to it, yeah. Fuck. Best attacking player, I'm going Cody again. If he's going to be in the six all year, well, he's going to be even better than last year, right?
Yeah, of course he is.
Hope so.
I went with Hammer for best attacking player.
Can't really go wrong.
That's right.
Mm. As long as we don't put him in centres again.
Well, God, we shouldn't have that problem anymore.
No.
We've got a few centres just sitting there now. So.
Yeah, something's wrong if he's in there.
You're doubling down on Hammer?
Tell you what, just an interesting point. Who would go to fullback?
If Hammer
was out, or Hammer goes out for Origin, and Cody stays at the six.
Because I was going to say Cody, but if Cody's staying six.
Yeah, I think that was just almost done a necessity last year. Could Trey get a game?
That's the extent of my... Ooh, maybe.
A game, I reckon.
Yeah, well, because I don't see... In the past, Tessie has played a little bit of fullback. Jermaine's played a little bit of fullback.
Yeah.
I don't see them being jinked around with anymore. You know what I mean? They want Jermaine as the winger.
Probably Herbie. And
yeah, that's a good point. Could be Herbie.
Mm. He
played much there, though.
No.
And I know there was a bit of that talk a year or so ago that, you know, he'll go to another team. But that's every centre in the competition who moves teams.
Once
it's always,
money.
Oh, they're going to be going there to be a fullback.
Yeah.
And it's not always the case.
No.
It'd be interesting.
It would be.
God, I'd love to see Trey get a handful of games in the NRL.
It would be cool to see what he can do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A full game, just to see. Anyway.
See what happens.
Might not happen. But
so is Trey Fuller your best attacking player then? In kicker. Mate,
if the Hammer's out for the whole season and we've got Trey there all year.
Well, Hammer is going to be out when he plays Origin, so there's opportunity
there. Yeah, it's true. Actually, bum rap, we're the only team that don't have a bye in Origin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so if he's in all three games, which is more than likely going to be, we're going to miss him for three games.
And
got probably Flegs too.
Yeah.
Flegs is probably more than likely going to be there for all three games as well.
Yeah. Herbie to the back, Val in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Averillo to the back. Herbie stays in the centres.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't think of Averillo. He can play a little bit of fullback.
Yeah. And he's a dangerous playmaker as well.
Mm.
Jeez, we got options. Man,
yeah, nice, isn't it? Nice to have choices in life.
Yeah. Did you give us one? You got an attacking player?
Well, I went Hammer for Hammer. Player of the Year. So I'm figuring if he gets Player of the Year, he's going to be the attacking player
absolutely.
Of the year.
Absolutely. Very good point. Best defensive player. I hope he keeps that 13 all year. And, I do love Maxi Platt too. Stoney.
I went big freaky because I still don't know exactly which ones are all the defensive players and like, yeah.
Yeah. All right. I could see it.
Just throw a roughie out there.
Probably your most important defensive players are your edge back rowers, your middles.
He's saying it like I know the positions. Yeah. So I've only been watching for a year, all right.
That guy there yeah. and this guy here, they need to wrap that guy there.
Oh.
The slightly smaller guys standing next to the really big guys.
Oh, okay.
Best defensive player?
But if you're a good team, you pretty much want all 13 of them defending.
Okay, all right.
Best defensive player, I'm going to go with you, Stoney.
I'm changing mine to Stoney too then. No.
He's the clean sheet.
No,
you almost lost that bandwagon, didn't you? It almost got past you.
Now the last two, the most similar ones, Rookie of the Year and Breakout Player of the Year. I had two guys that I couldn't split for Rookie of the Year, so one of them's getting one and the other's getting the other. So Rookie of the Year, I've gone with Maxi Plath. I think he's going to have a big season based on everything we've seen and heard so far.
Yeah, right. Cool. And this is my hype. It's Val. I had to put him in.
Beautiful. But
because when he comes on, he's going to tear the place apart.
For Rookie of the Year?
Yeah. He only played like 30 seconds last year. That's still a rookie, isn't he?
He played a bit. He actually played a bit. I think in the end he played 9 games.
No.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Did he play that many?
Yeah, pretty sure.
No way.
Look it up. Yeah. Come on.
Google this shit.
Might not be quite eligible. 9, but I reckon it's 7 to 9. Really? I'm going to go between that number. Okay. Yeah, it's definitely more than a couple.
Put something else in.
But yeah, I'm not sure on the rules. I think it's 5 games. I think it's if you played less than 5.
That's the joy of it. We can make our own rules. To suit our own narrative.
Yeah, well, we'll go with that. I love Jesse Bromwich as Rookie of the Year.
But I mean, like, if you want to cap it at 5 games, I can delete him off if you played more than that.
Well, you can still have him as your breakout. Just switch him.
I've already got a different breakout player.
All right, hold on. NRL.com is super fast.
Oh, it is a bludger of a website. Yeah, it is. It's an absolute bludger of a website. You know they delete all their stats too?
My Lord, you were wrong. He played 12.
There's a bit. 12?
What? Did he really? There's no way I watched him 12 times.
You sure he played 12? Really?
So NRL.com says.
Okay.
What are they including? Bloody trials or something? 12 games. 33% win rate.
He was a starting winger. He was a starting center, I think, their last 4 or 5 games. So.
Wow.
Yeah, you got to remember, Branko didn't really play in the second half of the season.
No, they retired him. I had a plumber out of him early.
Can you look up Blue Tack? How many games did he play? I don't want to fuck this up again.
I
don't want to mess this up again.
You're safe with Jack. I think 3 or 4.
Jackie Bostock in 2023 played 4 games, so he's still eligible.
Cool. Well, my rookie's going to be Jackie Bostock.
Excellent.
And while we're still talking about Jackie Bostock, old Blue Tack, he's going to be my breakout player of the year as well.
Yeah, nice. Hey, just on this.
Oh, wait, we didn't get your Rookie of the Year. I jumped ahead.
Rookie of the Year, I'll go the same. I'll go Jackie. My breakout player of the year is Sean O'Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, that'll be awesome.
So, unreal.
Yes. I forgot about Shawnee.
I think it's top. Well, looking up the other day, I think Sean O'Sullivan has played less than 40 games.
Wow.
His 5 or 6 seasons.
Wow.
Now, don't get me wrong, he's been injured a lot.
I was going to say, is that selection?
Injury and selection, but the problem is with him, everywhere he went, he was almost automatically the second string halfback. Like, it was like he was a development job, but everyone rated him. Like, everywhere he went, he was rated quite highly.
Yeah.
There was a guy, experienced guy ahead of him, or an injury sort of put him out of the side when he did get a crack. Okay. So, I just think if we can get a full season out of Sully, touch wood, he has no injuries and no problems, and he fires for us.
46 games.
46 games. There you go.
No, the most he's ever played was last year, 14.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think even the year before might have been the second most he played. I think he played about 10 or 11 with the Panthers that season.
And it was his worst season as far as win-loss.
You know who had one of our best win-losses last year and not trying to kick the guy up the ass. But Mason Teague.
Oh, yeah, yep.
So, you know.
Oh, he's a game breaker. He will be.
Mate, if he comes on, look out. Won't be interviewing him anytime soon, will we?
No, that's true. Buggered that up right then and there. Now, there we go. I had Jaggy as well, just for breakout. Love it. So, that might be us as far as NRL goes. Yeah.
Cool.
Now, Host Plus Cup kicks off on Saturday night. Or Arvo?
Night? Saturday. Yeah.
I think it's night.
Doesn't say it on there, well, unfortunately.
I know our Resi's teams are playing on Saturday. Yep. So there might be a game on Friday night. Not sure.
You going to the game on Saturday?
Yes.
Yep. Dan will be there.
I can see our main man from the Facebook page is going to be there, Dan.
Would love to have gone, but yeah. I think I'll end up divorced if I keep doing stuff. So what do you got for us, mate? The lineup this week looks pretty tough. There's some bloody good players in there.
Well, let's go. I'm going to go through all three teams because obviously we've actually got three Resi sides now. Right. So it's not just the Redcliffe Dolphins. We've got the Devils and we've got the Capras like we had last year.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll go through an order. We've got the Capras versus the Clydesdales at 3 p.m. on Saturday in Toowoomba. Now, I've got to focus on the guys that sort of, you know, are our Resis.
Dolphin squad.
Yep. Yeah, and we'll also look at the train and trial fellas.
Nice.
So for the Capras, we've got three train and trial guys. We've got no NRL squad members listed yet, although that might change if we get closer to Sunday and it doesn't look like any of those boys will be required. So,
is there a cutoff for them to be able to play if they're not going to do that?
What do you mean? Like,
so that, like you said, Capras are playing Saturday, all the Resis are playing Saturday. Is there like a, like say 10 minutes before the game, can they go, yeah, we're putting him in the field now?
I think 90 minutes. Okay. It is in the NRL anyway.
Yep.
So you've got to actually, each coach has to hand over their player list 90 minutes before the game. Okay. So once that's handed in, that's it.
But unless they're traveling then, with the team, then there's, it's, you know,
yeah,
not gonna happen anyway.
Yeah, well, the games are all fairly close. Toowoomba's the furthest.
Oh, right.
Then we're at KO on Saturday night and North at Burley in the afternoon. Yep. So they're all fairly close. So they wouldn't have any problems getting to any of them. Anyway, the Capras, three train trial fellas we got. Aaron Moore lines up at 5'8". Trey Brown will line up at hooker. And Lockie Hubner.
Yes.
I don't know which one that is, but he's a good player.
Yeah, rate him.
And he's lock forward for the Capras. Then we've got Norse taking on the Bears at 4 o'clock.
So weird Norse being like affiliated with us.
Yeah, it doesn't really feel right, does it?
No.
Like Nunda is not – it's Norse side, but
– yeah.
If you look at it this way, Nunda is probably, what, 10 minutes from Redhill, 15 minutes tops. It's
half an hour-ish.
At least half an hour.
Nowadays.
Yeah. None to us. And, you know.
And it's just been, they've been associated with the Bronx for much longer. It's
still feels like the Bronx and then the Storm beforehand. And
That's right.
And I don't know. They've always been a bit of a rival of ours, too.
Yes.
You know, so.
Yes.
So it's just weird.
Yeah, it is for now.
Yep.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea. Norse have had some fantastic juniors come through. So they're a big club, massive, massive juniors.
Yep.
So actually, you look at the Bronx now, they've got a handful of players running around that sort of come through the Aspley sort of, you know, northern areas.
Mm.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, it might not be bad in the end. Where was I? Norse. All right, now, Norse, we've got Mason Teague. He's coming off the bench.
Oh,
Jeremiah Simpikin has jumped ship. He's not with the Dolphins anymore in Resi's. He's jumped over to Norse. Yeah, he'll be one to watch. He's in the second row.
Yep.
Now, train and trial guys, we've got a bundle. Jordan Lipp playing on the wing. He's jumped over from the Clydesdales this year to the Devils. Manasseh Kehoe.
Did see he scored a try and
he looked not too bad at all.
Got a stadium named after him.
Kehoe.
No, that's my
he said it
that's
right.
My mispronunciation. Don't worry about that.
Let me enjoy things.
He's running around on the wing. Tuki Simpkins. I'm not going to try and pronounce Tuki's full name.
Oh, that's right.
He's lining up a prop forward. He actually jumped over from the West Tigers to North. Right. So, yeah, he wasn't even one of the original train and trial guys, and then they brought him in as well. So they must have liked what they saw there.
Mm.
The other one I really like coming off the bench is Cooper Jenkins.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, he was great in the trial. Like, he's a guy that they'll probably keep an eye on. He's come up from Newcastle this year, so.
Oh, right.
He might be a guy to watch long term.
Sorry.
I was just going to get to my main event before you ruined it. At number six, Jerome Burns.
Yeah.
Our preseason player of the year this year.
Absolutely.
And Ipswich's player of the year last year. So, okay. Mate, he will definitely be one to watch because he was electric in the trials. He was excellent. And just another guy I've got to keep an eye on. He not a train and trial for us. A young fella called Eddie Blacker.
I was hoping that's who I was going to interrupt.
Yeah, right. Well, mate, he's playing in the middle this week as well. And he was down with Penrith for, I think, the last 3-4 years. They had huge raps on him.
Yes.
Huge raps on him. I think injuries and just not being able to break into that side sort of kept him away. But, mate,
he played at least one game last year in the NRL squad, and he was amazing.
Yeah.
He's like a...
Yeah, I think that was during the origin period for him. Yeah. I think you're right. I think he'd come in and played one or two and...
Big, you're right, mobile man. Great.
Yeah.
Looks like he'd run about 11 second 100 metre. Just, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was a big fan of Eddie Blacker. The name caught my eye first.
Yeah.
And then it was like, shit, the bloke can play.
Yeah, still credit for my word. No worries.
I think it's Xavier, playing against Xavier Willison in that one.
Yeah. So, well, some of the names and some of the other sides were interesting, weren't they? Isaac Luke is running around for the Magpies. I don't know if that's the same Isaac Luke, but...
Magpies, eh?
I'm sure. I'm pretty sure it was the Magpies. 18 or 17.
Wow. I'm going to jump onto the website and have a look now.
Yeah, I think it was Magpies anyway. But anyway, moving on to the Redcliffe Dolphins now. So we've got Big Val in the centres, and Harrison Graham coming off the bench, not named as the starter. We did have a train and trial, Brent Wolf. He's actually the starting hooker for the game. So interesting.
It's a bit of a surprise that, I mean, he was good in the trials, the one that I saw him play at least.
I thought he was really good, yeah.
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 But H for me is... our future sort of hooker.
Yeah. Maybe they just want to keep his legs fresh.
Yeah.
Might
have a niggle or something. He's always bloody injured.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing with some of the guys that aren't named this weekend. Like, you look at our casualty ward, we've got Gilbert. I'm pretty sure Milfie is injured.
That's right.
But it's not been listed. And you wouldn't know. There could be another couple of guys that are carrying whatever.
Yeah. Good thing about why J-Wall's not in the team.
Hemorrhoids, whatever. You wouldn't know.
Sniffle. Hurt feelings these days and age. Hurt
feelings. Yes. Anyway. So, Redcliffe. We've got Trey Fuller, fullback. Another guy played, I think, in the first trial for us, Stephen Numambo.
It's just fun to say. I
guarantee you we're not saying
he should
that
be
right.
Wearing number 5. Just saying.
The Mambo.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, come on.
Just when you thought Steve got dad joke of the week, you had to get in there, didn't you? You stole it off him at the last second.
You're like, but he doesn't play that position. Oh.
Yeah. I'm a little slow. Who else we got? We've got Brenton Bearer on the wing. Brent Wolf, I already mentioned, in the 9. Max Bailey, who was another guy who was really impressive in the first trial.
He played prop, right?
Yes, but he's the starting lock.
Yeah, and captain.
And captain, yeah. I'm pretty sure, but I think we spoke about this last time. I think Bailey's edging mid-20s.
Yeah,
25, 26, I think, from memory.
No. That'd be Brenton Bear in that picture.
Yeah.
Cool. Thought so.
But he's jumped over from the Falcons.
Right.
And that's it. For all the squad members or
train and trial affiliated guys, whatever you want to call them, lining up this week. So
right,
it might be good to keep an eye on some of these games and just see how some of these guys come along.
Absolutely. Hey, any of these guys in our team, the Redcliffe Dolphins team, could end up playing in the NRL team for whatever reason. They seem to happen last year. Guys that were outside the squad ended up getting a run.
You're after round 11, you can pick guys outside of the squad.
Yeah, okay.
That's how it works, yeah.
Tremaine Spry, he's an interesting character. He's got a bit of a backstory. His career was almost over a couple of years ago when he got coward punched and had all sorts of brain injury and whatnot.
But, I remember that. I didn't realise that was him.
Yeah.
I knew he was at the Titans. I think he was up to the Titans even last year. But
yeah. He came back, I think, last year. I think maybe last year, maybe the year before. But yeah, good on him. Good to see him, you know.
And he's great. Yeah.
He's a big, thick boy. Look at that bloody centre pairing. Spry and Tafate. Like, crikey. Is that, 240 kilos there?
It's a pretty good side.
Mm, absolutely. It'd be even better if it still had the likes of Cody Hunter and Cam Cullen in there.
Yeah.
But
Cullen's semi-retired.
Yeah,
he's gone down to play in the Brisbane comp with West.
Panthers?
Yeah.
Yeah,
West Panthers, yep.
We still got to get him on the show. We've been saying it for two years now.
He's even agreed to it. We just still haven't.
Numerous times.
I do like that Sheldon Pittimer's still running around. He just sold the house next door to my dad's place.
All right.
He's actually working for Cameron Cullen's real estate agent. Well, I don't know if it's Cullen's real estate agency, but they're working together anyway.
Yeah, very cool.
So if you guys want to sponsor the show,
yeah,
just gave you a nice plug there. So,
hey, I noticed a name that I've never seen before in the Dolphins 30 man squad, and maybe you'll know where he is. James Walsh.
Yes, James Walsh. Got him from the Dragons last year.
Okay.
Second rower.
Right. Where's he playing?
So, well, he's not named anywhere this week.
Interesting.
Oh, okay.
So,
maybe he's injured.
Who did he play for last year? Because he was actually signed last year for this season.
Okay.
Early-ish on the his development. He's not in the top 30.
He's listed in the top 30.
Maybe they've elevated him.
Hmm. Is I he could on be wrong. Maybe I got it from zero tackle and it's no doubt wrong.
Well, last time I saw it, we had 29 listed, like most teams do. You try and keep a guy.
Keep vacant. A free space.
Yeah, just in case someone, blows it out of the water in reserves or in case someone comes on the market that you want.
Yeah.
But they had pretty big raps on Walsh. And then he ended up, I don't know why, but he ended up coming up halfway through last season. To play, that's right. He played with Reddy. He did play with us.
Oh, okay.
And
no, you're right. He's not in the 30. There's 29.
There you go. Well, normally I'm right.
Zero tackle.
I'm not really surprised.
Yeah. Yep. Can't disagree.
But yeah, no, he is one to watch. I know. I think the Courier Mail earlier this year released an article, bit of a puff piece just on sort of every team's likely debutants or debutants to watch for the year. And they had him on there. So I don't know a lot about him.
No.
I don't remember him standing out a great deal in any of the games, but.
Must have something.
Well,
up until a week ago, I'd never heard of him, but love it. Well, boys, is that us?
That's us.
Well, before we go. Here.
No, it's not.
It's not that.
It's not us. Not hot.
Oh,
I mean, it's hot. It's not us. Josh?
Stop. Rewind.
I was just going to go back to Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Do we want to go next year? The Dolphins. I mean, not us because we're poor.
Yeah.
But,
I'd love to. your shout? Or
hey, if Cameron Cullen and Pittimer jump on and sponsor us, boys, we're willing to go.
Do they do zip pay?
But what do you reckon? Because they've been talking about during the week. Saying that they're going to probably announce it fairly early. So
I think after the fans can get after the success of it, I think every team's going to want to go. But how good would it be?
They'll be lining up now.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I can't believe how well it went down. To be honest,
it was amazing.
Like it just had a real carnival, atmosphere to it, didn't it? Like,
yeah.
And then I watched that. I forget what street it was. They did like a
Fremont
Street, and they did like a whole fan festival there, sort of like Super Bowl, dude. Like they sort of do that leading into the week of the Super Bowl. And I was so jealous watching that. I just
20,000 Aussies.
Mate, as a giant nerd.
Yeah.
Just would have been the best place to be.
It would have been amazing.
I did hear it mentioned somewhere. It was, again, just a random throwaway comment from someone. A suggestion of doing Magic Round over there. But there's only got the one stadium, don't they? So I suppose they only bought it.
Yeah, I did hear that. I did hear something. The problem, if you did Magic Round,
Brisbane would riot.
Yes.
The problem is you'd have to have a bye the next week.
Yeah.
Because how would you bring them all back? True. And then like who's gonna want to play the Thursday night game after coming back from United States?
And
how would
you be the loser team that doesn't actually go because...
Oh, that's another point. Yeah, we've got 17 teams.
Tigers.
Tigers copping again. Oh, no.
Whoever's bottom of the ladder the year before misses out on going to Las Vegas the next year.
I'll tell you one suggestion. Solving the problems. I did like, I think it was, it was on one of the podcasts, but it was actually suggested to them by a fan anyway, was playing the World Club Challenge over there.
Okay.
Yeah, make it a triple header.
Yeah, make it a triple header, but not only that, you're then sort of getting all the Poms to come over as well.
Yeah.
They're all there.
So, they're there anyway.
Mate, they're everywhere.
They're like a plague, those things, aren't they?
Man, Allegiance is apparently an $800 million stadium, which is insane. They reckon that everybody that was there was like all the other clubs and whatnot were taking note of things. And
you sure? I heard Allegiance like a $2.3 billion stadium.
Okay. Well, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's $2.3 billion Australian dollars.
Most of that money's in rolling the turf in and out every day to water it.
Probably $2.3 million worth there, but I heard it was $80 million worth of grass, that thing.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be about right.
That's insane.
Cheech and Chong eat your heart out.
On that note, is that us?
Yeah, I think that'll do us.
I'm not going to say it this time.
Oh, man, can't wait.
Flip your page Sunday. Over, what else you got?
I've got work at 4:30 in the morning. That's what I've got.
Uh-huh.
I'll try it again. Can't wait for Sunday. 3:05, Suncorp Stadium, about an hour after we've hit Milton, coming for some beers.
Yep.
Fins up, baby.
Speaking of fins up, we've got to get some. They've got new ones this year.
Are they?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I think they're slightly different too.
Hopefully. Yeah, it says 2024, not 2023.
We'll grab some homeless people on the way in to get them all to get heaps for us.
That's right. You watch them only. No, you've got one. You can't have any more this year.
eBay, here we come.
They'll be asking everybody, are you on eBay? What's your username?
I've got them listed already. Hand them over.
Ah, there we go. First one for the year done, boys.
See you next week.
Love it. Nice.
See you next week. Fins up!